Thank you for joining me for another Quick Hits Conversation. I'm Dr. Robin. With me today, I have Stuart Wiggins. He's with Induna Advisors, where he offers fractional chief operating officer services and brings resources together to help scale your business. I have Brandon Mahoney. He is the co-founder of LaunchPoint Labs, a national venture firm where he is the expert in creating sales departments. He is known as Dr. Startup. And I have Rick Alcantara. He does public relations, digital marketing, and crisis communications at Rick Alcantara Consulting. The question today, what is accountability? Brandon, kick us off.
So this is another one of those questions that at first glance seems really simple and straightforward. When you start digging into it, you realize just how complex it really is. When I think of taking accountability, I think immediately of taking responsibility, but then it dives so much deeper than that. It's taking like that extreme ownership of whatever it is that you're responsible for, the willingness to take blame if something goes wrong, and the willingness to make it right.
Yeah, I agree with Brandon. It's also being willing to go out and try new things and do things. And if it doesn't go right, then again, taking the responsibility for it. If you're going to be in that leadership role, you're going to ask people to charge up the hill with you. You're going to have to be able to say, hey, I made a mistake.
It's hard to say anything different on this one because, I mean, it's almost self-explanatory.
But so here's my question then. Is accountability different if you're holding yourself accountable or if you're holding someone else accountable?
No, there is no difference. As a leader, you have to hold yourself accountable, most obviously, but then your subordinates have to see that, and through your activities and actions, they will hold themselves accountable, but they have to know that you're going to hold them accountable as well. So if you give them autonomy to make decisions or to do things without you constantly guiding them, then they have to understand that they're going to be held accountable for the actions that they take or the things that they say.
Well, then my question is, if it's so straightforward and simple, what causes a lack of accountability?
Fear that you're going to get punished or you're going to get ostracized or called out in front of the team.
So, but hold on, now I'm confused, because if you're accountable, you're accountable regardless of how you feel about it. And if fear creates a lack of accountability, then I'm no longer accountable because I'm afraid of it.
There's still accountability, but if what may make you be aware of it is if you fear that I'm not going to try anything different, I'm not going to try anything new, I'm not going to admit to anything because of there might be bad consequences.
To me, there's a difference between being accountable and in accepting the fact that you are accountable. I can say I'm accountable for certain things, but in reality, when I'm asked to actually show that I am, I might not be able to.
I would agree. And that's, to me, is the difference between there are always people that say, I want to get promoted. I want this job. I want to do this and I want to do that. But when it comes down to it, are they ready to accept the accountability that goes with that? It's not just the accountability for what goes right and wrong, but it goes for the accountability of the people that are on your team. So it's one thing to say it, but it's another thing to actually step up and take responsibility.
You hear a lot of life coaches say, I'm an accountability partner. What does that mean then?
I think it's somebody who's going to basically say, hey, you've committed to doing this and I'm going to hold you to it. And I'm going to kind of guide you to make sure that you fulfill your promise or your pledge.
An accountability partner just sounds like marketing crap. What happens, like, to me, if I'm going to, like, when I'm like leading a leader, when I think of myself as being accountable, if they mess up or their team messes up and therefore they mess up, well, then I messed up too. And it's also my responsibility to think of ways of how to correct it.
But I do agree with Rick on the accountability partner though, because for example, I came out of dry January. I had an accountability partner. It's those moments when you feel like you might stray, then your accountability partner steps in and says, hey. So, but I think it's a different level of accountability. You have the desire to do it, but in case you slip, this is another person to help you cross the finish line.
If that partner is really vested in the outcome for you and working with you, that they're going to kind of guide you through it. I worked with a sales coach years ago, and when I first started a business, I made a lot of mistakes on the sales front. I really did. And that sales coach really kind of guided me through the process. He said, okay, so now when you meet with a prospect, what are you going to say? What are you going to provide them? What's your follow-up going to be?
I always like to say that people want to know what success looks like. And I think that's a part of the accountability process. For each person, for each organization, for each role, accountability is different. But at the end of the day, it's responsibility. Accountability really is taking responsibility for everything that comes under your purview with no excuses.
So, but what I'm hearing though, is that there's an accountability where you hold yourself responsible and you are the be all and end all, like the buck stops with you. But then there's also, like Rick, when you were talking about the sales coach you had, you were accountable to him because you didn't really know what you were doing and he was trying to help you along. And I feel like those are opposite ends of the spectrum. One is I know it all, I can figure it out, I'm accountable. And the other is I have no idea what I'm doing. Someone help me work through this.
I almost feel like in the latter half of like, I'm depending on somebody. I wouldn't like think of that as like we're accountable buddies. It's more so they're providing my guidance because should I mess up, are they really going to come in and fix it for me? Or are they just going to simply provide a little bit of guidance there? Like nothing happens to them. Should I fail? It impacts me. It doesn't impact them. So I don't know how much I like the idea of saying, oh, I have an accountability partner, more so I just have somebody who I'm leaning on.
Well, I mean, but you do, hold on, I can talk. For some people, like they want to go to the gym on a regular basis and they know if they have a gym partner, somebody that's expecting them to be there at 6:30 in the morning, they're more likely to go. Like they're less likely to hit snooze because they have the accountability of someone else that they would be letting down.
You know why that is to, you just said it. They don't want to let that other person down. That's why it's so much more effective to, in something like a workout, to have someone with you that you say, I don't want to let you down. I'm going to be there when you expect me to be there. I had an accountability partner years ago, and we just met at the gym when it opened, and we didn't do one routine together. Mm. We just knew that we were accountable to meet each other at the gym. Mm. And it worked out well. As we define accountability, people want these roles of responsibility. But what frustrates me is the people that shy away, the people that want to put blame on somebody else. Those people don't understand what accountability is. The people that set their email so it goes out at 1 o'clock in the morning because it makes it look like they were working at 1 o'clock in the morning, or they want to blame something that failed on the team instead of just taking responsibility. That's why accountability and leadership are so tightly linked together, because to me, you can't have one without the other.
So if we're saying the gym partner is accountable because you don't want to let them down, does that mean that when we're talking about ourselves in the work environment, that we don't want to let ourselves down? And that's what the accountability is?
I don't want to let the organization down. I don't want to let my team down. I don't want to let you down. I don't want to let myself down.
Hmm. Does that feel right, Brandon, to you? You've had a little different opinion here.
Well, so when I think of accountability, I don't think of it as, and I totally could be in the wrong, but I don't think of it as me and somebody else. It's not being a friend. I don't consider me accountable for them. Accountability is, to me, it's all within yourself. So like I can be accountable for my team because it's my team. I can be accountable for my child because that's my child, but I don't feel accountable for my friend. And that's not like as a gym partner. If they don't show up, that doesn't affect me showing up. That's their accountability versus my accountability on my own. In terms of, do I want to let myself down, that being a part of it? Absolutely. I think that's a part of it. But it's also in a leadership perspective, I agreed to certain goals within that organization. And my being accountable and responsible for that is I'm going to make it happen. And if I fail, I'm going to fix it to get us back on the right path. And that to me is where I fall when it comes to accountability.
I have a different perspective, Robin. I've served on 3 association boards, and I view it as I'm accountable to about 15 or 20 different constituencies. I'm accountable to my members. I'm accountable to prospective members. I'm accountable to student members. When I've worked with one of the trade associations, they have student chapters. I was responsible to the student chapter leaders, as well as the student chapter advisors, as well as our national association, job seekers who are looking for PR jobs in the market. So I had a lot of folks that I was accountable to. So every day I was like, what can I do to make this association? What can I do to make it more efficient? There's a lot of responsibility. So you've got to make sure that you're fulfilling all of those responsibilities so that the machine just keeps moving forward.
Mm-hmm. There's an old phrase that I think fits into this that can describe it. And it's called be, know, and do. And that's how you can use that to talk about accountability and talk about leadership. If you just use that as your guiding principle, then it can't shift you too far from the accountability that you're supposed to have to whoever, to include yourself.
Well, this conversation started out being really hard, like, maybe we don't have anything to talk about. And now here we are, many minutes later, and we're at the end. So thank you so much. I appreciate it. And I look forward to speaking to each of you again very soon.